This podcast is for learners of English and also for teachers of English to use with their classes. I'm Karen, a teacher and writer from England, and in each episode of this podcast, I will help you to improve an aspect of your English vocabulary, grammar, and comprehension, and discuss British writers, culture, and pronunciation. Come on, let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my latest episode. I want to say before we begin, make sure that you follow me because then you won't miss any of my new episodes. And I would like to ask you to please leave me a review. A review is when you click on the number of stars and you give me, I hope, 5 stars. To say that my show is really good. So please do that now or at the end after listening, because it really helps me to have lots of good reviews. I already have quite a lot. I think 12 would be good to have a lot more. Let's try and increase the number of reviews. Thank you, everyone. Right, let's begin. So this time I want to talk about Victorian London. This means London in the 1800s, from 1837 to, 1901. Victorian London. Victorian London had a big problem, and it was fog. In Victorian London, very often, especially in the winter, they had very, very thick fog. What is fog? Let's check that you know that first. Fog is thick cloud that forms close to the ground and is difficult to see through. Mist is more or less the same thing. You might know that word as well. But mist is less thick than fog. Okay, so this London fog was really, really extreme. And sometimes it made travel impossible. People just couldn't see. You couldn't see sometimes your hand in front of your face. It was so thick. The fog could last for days. It made the streets dark, and it came inside houses and it made them dark too. This fog was not like the fog we get now. It was much thicker. And it had a colour. It was sometimes yellow, sometimes brown, or even black. And the other difference was that this fog smelt really bad. It had a bad smell. So what caused this London fog in Victorian times? What caused it? What do you think? Well, I'll tell you, it was the coal fires from houses and factories in combination with, that means together with, the cold and wet weather. Fogs were often the worst in November. So what's a coal fire? Well, you know fire, of course. Coal is a black substance that makes little like stones and you burn them to make fire. The fog was often yellow in colour, and people had a nickname for it, a special name. They called it a pea super, a pea super. Why did they call it this? It's a funny name. Oh, look, another pea super today. Well, they called it this because pea soup, which was traditionally at the time made from dried yellow split peas, and therefore was yellow and not green like the peas we often eat now, in England anyway, was the same colour as the fog. So the fog was yellow, the soup is yellow, and also the soup was thick and the fog was thick. So they called it a pea super. In my new book, Jekyll and Hyde, the fog is almost a character. It almost has the feeling of a character in the book. It creates a gloomy, mysterious atmosphere. and the human characters sometimes struggle to, find it difficult to, see properly. It was now about 9 in the morning and very foggy. Brown fog covered the whole city as the taxi moved slowly from street to street. In certain parts of the city, the wind blew the fog, so it became less thick there, and the men could see some daylight. Although it was daytime, most of the lamps were still turned on to help against this strange, sinister darkness. The fog and the lamps made the city look like something from a nightmare, and Utterson's thoughts were also very dark. He looked at the police officer and saw that he felt the same. As the taxi stopped outside the house in Soho, the fog became less thick, and they saw a dirty street, cheap shops and restaurants, and lots of poor children sitting in front of the doors. Many women of different nationalities were leaving their homes to have a morning drink in a bar. The next moment, the fog became thicker again and very brown, and Utterson could no longer see the awful street. So what happens next? Do the police and Utterson find Mr. Hyde, the bad character, or not? If you want to find out what happened and improve your English, your vocabulary, your comprehension, then look in the description for this episode and you will find the links to buy my book from Amazon, or if you don't have Amazon, from Payhip, where you can just use a credit or debit card. So, do you have fog in your country? If you're from a hotter country, I suppose you might not. And even if you do have fog, the fog will be made of water vapour, which is not as bad or as thick as the London fog from the 1800s, which contained a huge amount of pollution from coal fires as well. During severe, very bad fogs, animals in Victorian times found breathing difficult, and sometimes they would lie down and die. Can you imagine? The dirty air would enter people's mouths and lungs, and they would spit out phlegm. The dirty air would creep into people's houses through doors and windows. Furniture would become covered in a kind of oily substance from the fog. Factory owners, of course, didn't want to reduce the pollution that caused the fog because this would cost them too much money. Nothing changes. So they did nothing about it. It wasn't until 1956 when laws were passed in the UK and the thick, poisonous London fogs came to an end. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed this visit to Victorian London, that spooky, dark, foggy place. And if you enjoyed this episode, then probably you will also enjoy my book, Jekyll and Hyde. So check the links. And you can buy the book using those links. And don't forget, I also have other books. You can buy Ghost Stories, Jungle Book, Persuasion, Hushabye. I have lots of other books. And you can visit my website. I'll leave a link for that as well. And you can buy the books from there. I also have audiobooks for two of my books, Ghost Stories and The Jungle Book. So if you want to listen to an audiobook that I read in my voice, then also visit my website and click on Ghost Stories and Jungle Book, and you will have the links for those there. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Please remember to leave me a review and to follow me. And I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Read Stories, Learn English podcast. I hope to see you again next time.